Today, a special Texas Senate committee is meeting in response to the shooting last month at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, in which 19 children and two teachers were slaughtered. Director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Steve McCraw, testified, laying out the timeline and missteps made along the way. Some of it is crushing. It's the first time he's spoken in public about the shooting since late May, when he criticized Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo for not ordering officers into the classrooms where the gunman was holed up. Camille Phillips is a reporter for Texas Public Radio. Hi, Camille.
Hello.
We're going to get to the hearings, but we're also learning more that's tough to hear from the Austin American Statesman newspaper and KVUE-TV. Both reported last night that officers inside the school had bulletproof shields and vests and assault weapons. Tell us more about how they had the tools.
Yes. It's now been confirmed also by the state director, you're talking about Steve McCraw, that they had the tools on hand within 3 minutes to break in and confront the shooter, and that it was just wrong decisions to not, in his words, to not act sooner and against all training that's been, you know, the accepted training for about 2 decades now.
Right, because we've been hearing that they were waiting for officers that had the tools. Officers were there with these shields, bulletproof shields. And is it possible that Arredondo and others spent time looking for a key that wasn't needed?
Yes, that's also what McCraw said today, was that even though Arredondo was looking for keys, a master key, for over an hour, he doesn't believe that that master key was needed. He said that the door, the classroom door, was unsecured. They have video footage of the shooter going in out of the classroom multiple times, and that that door is unable to be locked from the inside. It's supposed to be an automatic thing.
Here's Steve McCraw, again, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, as he's talking about this. He was asked about it by Texas Senator Robert Nichols, chair of this special public hearing.
So the teacher could not even lock the classroom door from the inside?
That's correct. There's no way to lock the door from the inside. And there's no way for the subject to lock the door from the inside.
It was open.
And so the officers waiting at the door didn't try to open it because they were told it was locked. McGraw also noted that even if it was locked, officers there had breaching equipment.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. They had multiple breaching equipment, at least one called a Harrigan. It's a specific type of tool. But yes, they had the equipment. They had body armor. They had rifles. And even if they didn't, all of the training involved is to go in and confront the shooter.
Yeah. What else came out today, maybe even about the shooter?
Yes, he revealed a lot of, or confirmed a lot of information about the shooter, indeed purchasing guns right away and in communicating on some private messaging platforms, you know, gaming platforms and such, that he was thinking of doing a shooting, that again, that he purchased, that he wanted to purchase a weapon beforehand. I mean, a lot of this is signs that officers say, you know, need to be reported more quickly to them so that they can act and prevent more of these shootings.
We're also hearing there were red flags about the shooter, possible animal abuse that should have set off alarms.
Yes, he said that that was only through like testimony, that they didn't have like actual physical evidence of that. But all of these are signs. Also, you know, domestic violence is you know, seen as a precursor to shooting as well. But of course, it's easy to say this after the fact once you're doing an investigation, right?
Yeah. Well, last night was the first school board meeting in Uvalde since the shooting. A lot going on. You spoke with parents and family members. Here's Brett Cross, uncle of Uzea Garcia, one of the students killed.
Innocence doesn't hide. Innocence doesn't change its story. But innocence did die on May 24th at Robb Elementary. Not just the victims, but every survivor, every child that heard those shots, every child that ran from the school, every teacher that stood steadfast in front of their children.
Camille, I can't imagine how the parents are feeling hearing some of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just added insult to injury, to put it lightly. There's, you know, trying to grieve and trying to make sense of something that is just completely senseless. And the information that they're getting from officials just keeps on shifting. And so they can't even get a clear answer of what happened and why and how they can make sure it doesn't happen again. So they're really just wanting accountability, as you can hear. In that board meeting last night, they were asking for real action, for the school board to take action. I do say this is actually the second school board meeting since the shooting.
Well, we will continue to follow this. Texas Public Radio reporter Camille Phillips, thanks for helping us today.
You're welcome.